Blog Talk Radio.
After the death of Solomon, God divided the kingdom of Israel into two houses. There were 10 tribes in the northern kingdom, known as the Lost Tribes of Israel. They were cast out into the world because of their great sin against God. However, God promised in the last days he would gather these lost tribes back to Israel before the return of our Lord. Unknowingly, some of the churches made up of these lost tribes, known as the House of Ephraim. God is now calling them to prepare to come back home to the land he gave our fathers. The call to prepare has been sounded.
Welcome, Ephraimites, and Shalom. This is your host, Mark Reimbold, back again. And this is the House of Ephraim Show. Do have with us from Mount Carmel, Illinois, Prophet Tom Deckard. But first, a word from our announcers.
And now, from Cradle of Hope, are some important announcements for you. This month, from Cradle of Hope, is a must-have gift offer, the transition of the church. God has transitioned the church since the days of the book of Acts. Don't miss out on this last and greatest move of God. Jesus Christ is returning for a church full of power and glory. This transition will bring the church forward. Send a gift of $25 or more. Call today and get free shipping if you ask for the Transition of Church gift offer. Call 618-262-2810 or go online at jewishprophet.com. Send a gift of $25 or more and ask for the Transition of the Church gift offer.
Hey, welcome back in the show. It's Mark Reimbold. Got a couple announcements to make before we get going here with our great, great show we have in store for you. I just want to remind everyone that we do have a website, www.jewishprophet.com. That's www.jewishprophet.com. And for all you new people out there, maybe the first time that you've been on, please check that website out. You're going to find out who we are, and you're going to get a hold of a lot of material that you've never seen before. And you want to check that material out because you're going to start to learn the Word of God. And I'm telling you what a great opportunity that is. We also have a quarterly coming up here, and you can get more information about that by clicking on the itinerary button on the front page there in the upper left-hand corner and find out what the quarterly and where it's going to be. It's going to be over in Fairfield, Illinois, out what we call lovingly the corn patch. And you can be a part of that and begin to learn the material straight from the throne room of God. And I'm telling you what, that is a great opportunity, folks. So grab a hold of this and begin to prepare and to plan and get yourself down here and find out for yourself what's going on. And you can become part of this last day move of God, the House of Ephraim. And again, you can get all that information out at the website, www.jewishprophet.com. We also have fellowships available online. So, you know, if you're out there and you don't have a local fellowship or you want to begin to learn about the material and begin to plug in with the material, not only do we have this blog every day, but we also have fellowships available online. That's via ustream.tv. And we have one on Friday night. I teach one myself Friday night. You can become part of that. There's also a Wednesday midweek service. And we teach only the prophet's material so that you're assured of learning the right material at the right time. What an opportunity, again, that all is. So, again, if you don't already have a fellowship in your area or you just are interested in learning more about what's going on, please consider joining up with that. And you can get more information just by emailing us at cradle@jewishprophet.com. That's cradle@jewishprophet.com. And just say, hey, I'd like to sign up for that Shabbat service that Mark was talking about, and certainly love to get you hooked up. If you want to do it just by the telephone, we can do that also. And you can give the office a call, 618-262-2810, and find out more about that also. Like I said earlier, we do have with us from Mount Carmel, Illinois, Prophet Tom Deckard.
Well, thanks for the introduction. And we're just saying shalom to everybody today, and we are so thrilled that, bless God, that God's on the throne, that God is still God. He will always be God. He's always been God. There's not going to be any changes to that. The changes is in mankind as to whether or not we're going to be able to understand the day in which we live and to prepare ourselves for the things that lie ahead. And brothers and sisters, there's perilous times coming. I mean, you look around, and I try to reiterate every time I get on the air with this particular series that I'm doing called The Sin of Fear, The Sign of the End Times, that, bless God, that people will be aware that, you know, I said way back when, bless God, and I'm talking back in the 90s, I began to tell them, I said, this is the best we're ever going to know it. Because things are going to wax worse, and they're going to wax worse, and they're going to wax worse. And bless God, all you got to do is, like I said, turn on the TV. Turn it on tonight. If you haven't had it on, turn it on. And listen to all the bad news, the earthquakes, the, bless God, the diseases, the hunger, it's all there, and it just keeps coming and coming and coming, and it's not going to end. God promises us that there will be a day. There will be a day that's called the time of Jacob's trouble, called the Great Depression. The Lord, He spoke about that Himself, Yeshua. And we won't get into that in this series, but you need to understand that's what this that I'm ministering to you now is in preparation for. There's going to come a time, that bless God, that it'll be the worst time that this earth has ever seen or ever will see thereafter. And we, brothers and sisters, are going to see those times. And so we must understand, without a shadow of turning, that the Lord God is upon the throne. That the Lord God will do exactly what He says that He'll do if, now understand, that's just the two little letters, if we do exactly what He tells us that we must do. And this thing about fear is so important. It is so important to realize the only fear that you and I need to have is the fear of the Lord God, the fear of the fact that we don't understand. And brothers and sisters, when this thing comes down on us like a ton of bricks, as we say, bless God, it's going to be too late then to try to seek out the understanding, the information, and then have wisdom to understand how to use it. So we prepared ourselves in this time and in this hour to understand and to know that God is upon the throne, and He has done everything that He's ever said that He was going to do. He's done it. We are there, it's going to be exciting. I realize it's also going to be something that's going to be horrible. Yeah, for the world to look at it, it's going to be the most terrible thing you ever looked at. And even us, as the children of God, are going to stand. But we're going to know. And if you know what's coming, you can prepare. Amen? Amen. If you don't know what's coming, it will come upon you. And bless God, then you won't understand. No. And these times are in the hands of the Father. You know, they came to Yeshua and asked Him, well, when will all this happen? When He went through this in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, and He said, it's not in my hands to know. I don't know. He said, it's in the hands of the Father, and only the Father knows the times. That's the reason I keep saying that, you know, bless God, brothers and sisters, this thing about these people thinking that they, you know, that they know what time the rapture was going to happen, which isn't going to happen, as I keep trying to tell the church, but the fact of it is, these things are in the hands of the Father, and not even His Holy Son knew, then who do you think you and I are? Yeah, well, let's be real careful when you start thinking about people that seem to think they know. You know, and I point out this character, this knucklehead, as I call him all, that, bless God, it tells us on the 21st of May. I bet he's starting to get a little nervous now. You know, I mean, you know, here we are in the month of March, and bless God, I'll bet he's getting a bit nervous. But he should get a little nervous, because I got news for him. He's cursed himself by prophesying that he knows, and the Lord God, I don't know now, maybe not. Maybe he didn't say that the Lord had showed him this. I think he had actually tried to work this out through some mathematical means, which is, again, has gotten a lot of people in trouble, and it's going to continue to get people in trouble as they search out these things. But you know one thing, and you understand that one thing, is that the Lord God, He is upon the throne, and He's got this thing all in hand. And all that you and I have to do is understand, and bless God, keep ourselves ready. We need to watch. You know, the Scriptures tells us we need to watch, for we don't know what day. You need to watch. You can follow these signs, and you can begin to look at these things, bless God, that are coming on the earth. You can compare these things to the things that the prophets prophesied. And bless God, that's what we're doing. We're taking the things in which the prophets have told us, the things that have come to pass, the things that are yet to come to pass, and we're putting these things together so that you will have information, because it's that information that's going to save the lives of you and your families, your friends, and the people around about you. So bless God. Pay attention attentively, and don't let anything or anybody steal from you the direction that God has taken you. That's so very important. I want to say before I get into this, and I don't forget, bless God again. We're absolutely thrilled and humbled by all of you, not only here in North America but around the world, that are tuning in this program and listening. We thank God for the comments that you're writing and emailing us about how you're being fed and you're beginning to understand these things. And this will continue, and you just hang on. We are, I mentioned, I think on the last program, we're working now on a program that will let those that do not speak English be able to click a place on the Internet where you can get this in your language. And the phenomenon of technology, I'm telling you. My grandfather, bless God, he was still alive and walking this earth. He's alive today, but he's alive in heaven. But he on this earth, and he saw the man walk on the moon, the first fellow. And he and I was watching on TV, and he looked at me, and he said, "Well, Tommy," he said, "I've seen... come from the horse and buggy days when there wasn't any cars, and now I've seen a man walk on the moon." He said, "I can't imagine, if I have seen what I've seen in my lifetime, son, what you're going to see in yours." And I'm here to tell you what, if that isn't the truth, we are, without a shadow of turning, we are going forth, and all this technology, all these things are coming about, and bless God, here we are. Here we are in the midst of, just name it. I mean, they're monkeying around with all the genes and all this type of stuff and trying to get things, bless God, to create the monsters they have. And I had a vision back in the 80s where they had already created and had a monster, bless God, in almost like a cave hidden away, which the scientists had experimented on. And people said, "Oh my, that just can't be." Well, I'm here to tell you it is, and there's no telling what it is that the governments of this world are into. But we're into this thing of the Lord God Yahweh, His Holy Son Yeshua, and that's going to see us through all of whatever they have done. It will see us through. Now, for those of you that are listening that would like to become fellowship leaders, and you may be, and some of you in these countries, bless God, we'll get the material, we'll get it to the place where you can get it translated, and bless God, you can become a fellowship leader, start a group, you'll have access to me. I do a thing on the Internet, which you can see my pretty face once a week, and you can get on with the rest of the ministers and bless God, listen to the things that God has given me to instruct the ministry of this organization. Well, without any further ado, let's get back into the sin of fear. And fear, again, can be an awesome, awesome detriment to the place that you walk with God if you're not careful. Okay? Starting today in Isaiah 30, it says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." You see, it's very important to God. There's a lot of people in the name of the Lord are doing a lot of things out here. But bless God, I'm going to tell you something. If you're taking counsel, I hadn't been that long ago that I did a piece of material for somebody else, and I told them then there was all this stuff going on about this 2012 thing and the thing with the Mayan temple and all that was going on. The end of the world is going to happen in December the 21st, 2012. And I'm here to tell you, as the prophet of Yahweh, that bless God, this world is not going to end on December the 21st, 2012. And I can simply say this, that because the scripture has not been fulfilled. So don't let anybody draw you off and get you even to spend a moment of your time trying to think that, oh my, this thing's going to, you know, this thing's going to be over here in 2012, December the 21st. No, I don't have a problem with the fact that we're not going to be entering into a new age, and I don't. And that new age is going to bring us to some point in time, as the scriptures are fulfilled, to the pouring out of the vials that we read about in the book of Revelation. But I'll teach on all that in time, and bless God that you will have the information and the understanding that you need to be able to protect yourself and your families and friends. And so it's important that, bless God, that we cover ourselves with the Spirit of God, because we don't want to get into something. But you see, when people are not teachable, that's when all this stuff begins to happen. You see, the Muslims are not teachable. The Buddhists are not teachable. I mean, as a whole, all right? Now, there's Buddhists that convert. I've seen Buddhists convert. I've seen Muslims convert. I've seen Hindus convert all over this world to Christianity, all right? But I'm saying as their religion, because they have taken counsel, bless God, in a different way. It says, second verse, that walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame and the trust in your shadow of Egypt your confusion. For his princes were at Zoan and his ambassadors came to Hanes. They were all ashamed of the people that could not profit them, nor be an help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. The burden of the beast of the south and of the land, trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and the old lion, the viper, the fiery flying serpent, that will carry their riches upon their shoulders of the young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not profit them. For the Egyptians shall help in vain, and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this, their strength is to sit still. Your strength is to be still. That is your strength. And there again, I realize in the confusion that is even here now and the calamity that's here and is going to get worse and wax worse and worse. Bless God, it's not going to be easy to sit still, but you're going to have to understand our trust is in the Lord God. If we are His children, okay, if we are, then He is obligated by His covenant, by the contract that He made with us, His children, to watch over us and to keep us, and then nothing would harm us in any way. That's the promise of God. It's like I said, what happened was the church got away from all this, and as far as the promises, as far as keeping His covenant, bless God, we kept the, you know, we had a new covenant in the blood, which I've explained more than often. The fact that it was, you know, the blood that the Messiah, Yeshua, shed, did what the bless God, the law couldn't do, wasn't made to do by God. And so now we have the whole thing set up that we can get to heaven, which they couldn't before. So as he begins to write this, as the prophet begins to put this stuff down, he's saying, look, you know, Egypt couldn't help you. You got there and you got away from the Lord God. And they did get away from him. The eighth verse says, now go, write it before them in a table and note it in a book that it may be for a time to come forever and ever. In other words, write this down. You make sure the people can understand this. Make sure God's people understands. Put your trust in the Lord God. Don't put your trust in this world. This world will let you down. This world has let generation after generation after generation down. The world, the governments of this world are not interested in the people. They have never been interested in the people. Ninth verse, that this is a rebellious people, lying children that will not hear the law of the Lord. See, they won't listen to the law of the Lord. It's so important, brothers and sisters, to understand. When the angel came to me and commissioned me to do what I'm now doing, I just shook my head. And I said to the angel, I said, what a task. I said, the church believes the law is more than a strange thing, just as the scriptures tells us that we would see it in the last days. But I said, Lord, there just isn't, you know, how's this going to happen except you, by your spirit, into the hearts of Ephraim? And the angel said to me, that's exactly the way this thing's going to work. That's exactly how it's going to happen. I said, but who am I? I said, Lord, who am I? And I said, I, this isn't a great big multi-million dollar organization. It's not. It's run on a shoestring. Bless God, we don't have offices. This is all happening out of our home. And I said, Lord God, how am I going to be able to do this? And you've commissioned me here in North America. And I have more friends around this world in the third world than I'd ever thought about having in North America. I said, and it made no sense to me. But you see, it didn't have to make sense to me because it was commissioned by God. And if God is going to give me or you or anybody something to do, he's going to give us the provision in which to get it done. And that's exactly what God has done here. As I've said here, and we're actually probably into three and a half years of actually the Lord commissioning me to this work. Bless God, it's astounding how it's working. It's just, as I said, it's by His Spirit. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's sure not by money. And yet, you're coming. You're coming one after another, all the way around this world, you're coming to the call. Ephraim, come home. Ephraim, come home. And you're hearing it. You're hearing it down in the very depths, brothers and sisters, of your hearts. You're hearing it to such an extent, a team of wild horses, as we say, couldn't pull you away from what God is doing right now on the inside of you. Well, hallelujah. It's exciting, isn't it? It's exciting to know that, bless God, that we have got a hold of something here that, bless God, that goes far beyond the things that you can see, the things that you can touch. Yes, we have walked in to the very depths of the will of God, unknowingly in the beginning for me. 10th verse, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. And do you want to know something? That's exactly what's going on right now in this generation. The prophets that bless God that are on television and satellite and radio and this, that, and everything else, bless God, they're not prophesying the kind of things that this prophet prophesies. Why? Because this kind of thing that I prophesy doesn't fill up plates when you go places to preach, when you take up an offering. It doesn't draw people, that bless God, to get excited. It wasn't meant to draw people to be excited. It was meant to prepare a people for the coming of the Lord our God back again, even unto this earth. But he said, you know, and that's what they want. They want to hear smooth things. And I can't tell you, bless God, how many times people send me emails about some prophet that has said, well, now the year. Now, this happened every year I've been here connected to the United States, North America, that this year, you know, that, well, I'll use 2011 is going to be a prosperous year, and there's going to be peace, and bless God, the Lord, God's going to do this, and God's going to, that's not at all what God's saying. As I was alluding to about the program that I did with all that was going on about 2012, and they're going to be the end, they're going to be that. You see, again, that's drawing people off in a direction which will keep them from coming into where God wants them to come. Right now, the foremost thing that's happening on the face of this earth right now is the gathering of the 10 lost tribes of all of Israel. That is what God is doing. And for anybody out here to think that God's doing anything other than that, bless God, just don't listen to it. Don't curse yourself with that. Because I've got news for you. This is what's the important thing in the eyes of God. Right now, for this time, for this hour. This, again, as I've said, this is the last and one of the greatest movements that there's ever going to be on the face of this earth. It has now begun. You have that opportunity to walk in this. But you see, again, that's what they're saying. You know, the people that are drawing the crowds are the people that, you know, that go around and give a word of knowledge. And, oh, I see God doing this in you, sister, and God's doing this in you, brother. And, oh, hallelujah, you're going to preach in the four corners. Yeah, that's what they're wanting to hear. Those probably crowds. I've had people say to me, "So, well, you know, if you would just get away from this gloom and doom stuff, and you just let the anointing work in you. Let those gifts operate. My, you'd fill auditoriums up with all this. You don't think I'm stupid enough not to know that, do you? But you know something? I'm not going to pay my way to hell getting out from under the commission that God has given to me to entertain you. I'm not going to do that. Bless God, I'm not called to do that. I'm called to do exactly what I'm doing, to warn you, to give you a way to escape, to get you to understand what's going on today, to get your eyes opened up and come out of those horror churches and, bless God, set yourself free. Hallelujah. 11th verse, get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path because the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and say thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out to a high wall whose breaking cometh suddenly and at an instant. And that's exactly what's going to happen. And they shall break it as breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it assured to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest shall you be saved, in quietness and confidence shall your strength, and ye would not. So he said, look, this didn't happen to happen to you. It didn't have to happen to you. But it was because you didn't understand. You wouldn't have sit in peace, all right? And you didn't have confidence in my holy covenant. That's what he's saying here. And bless God, now look what's happened to you. 16, but ye said, no, we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee. And we will ride on swift. Therefore shall they pursue you, be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, and at the rebuke of five shall ye flee, until ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he exalt, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait on him, or wait for him. Blessed are all that will wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion and Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, now, so in other words, these things that come on the earth, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. And that's going on now. You're listening because you looked for, and now you've found somebody that can teach you. Somebody that, bless God, that has been taught by the Holy One himself, that I can bring forth. 21 says, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. You hear that. You have heard that. It wasn't by mistake that you happened to tune in to this blog radio program. You're being guided. You're being guided in a most divine way, are you being guided? And I'm going to tell you something. Glory be to the name of the Lord God for his guidance. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord God for his guidance. God is good. And you don't ever, ever, ever want to forget that he is with you. He's in you. He's going to guide you to the point, he says, I won't even let your foot slip. If you'll do what? If you'll have peace, and you'll stay quiet before him. And you'll not run, bless God, just because the world's going to run. And all the world's going to run. There's no doubt about that. This thing, as I said, is going to get out of hand, folks. The visions that I've had, I know one of the first visions that I had of this coming time here on this earth, was I saw an old pickup truck come down an old gravel road. Now, I'm a country boy, so God and he will relate things like that so we can understand. So this pickup truck, and the dust was coming up from behind it, as it always does on a dusty gravel road. And all of a sudden, the truck stopped, and these men jumped out, grabbed a rifle, laid it across the back bed of the truck, and fired a shot out across the field, and a cow fell over dead. They grabbed butcher knives and plastic sacks, and they jumped the fence, and out they went to butcher that cow. And the Lord God said to me, he said, do you know where this is at? And I said, no. He said, it's here in America. Then the next part of the vision, I began to see stores being looted, people breaking windows and going in and taking all the food and all the merchandise off the shelves. He said, this too is America. He said, for the day will come, my son, that bless God, that the children of the people of America will starve in the streets. And I thought, oh my, what a time has come upon this earth. And I began to realize then, because I kept saying, and what will they do in the end, Lord? What will those that have not had an opportunity to bless God, to understand truth and to be prepared, what will they do in the end? Well, they're going to die. You see, again, it was given to you to hear. It was given to you to see in this time, this hour. Bless the Lord God for choosing you. I realize there's times that it's hard for me to think that it's a blessing, but I'm here to tell you that bless God that God is bringing this thing forth. We're coming into the latter part of the end. He said, I know the end from the beginning. And he said, in the latter days, these things will come on the face of this earth. And they're coming. They're coming now as you're listening. And again, never before, bless God, as such turmoil and all the things taking place that are taking, you know, that's going on. You know, I know here just this last weekend, we had a whole string of thunderstorms, tornadoes came through this area. Well, you know, I haven't had anything happen here in my home. Bless God, from the first day that I, bless God, understood that I had authority over the storms. And you have authority over storms. And bless God, my brother called on the phone, and I'd probably been in church about a year. And bless God, the phone rang, and my brother said, Tom, he said, where are you at? And I said, well, I'm home. And he said, well, where are you at home? And I said, well, we didn't have cell phones back then. And I said, well, I'm standing here in the kitchen. He said, well, go out on the front porch quick and look. He said, they just come on the radio and said there's a tornado in Friendsville. And so I put the phone down, and I ran out on the front porch, and the rest of the family come out there and looked, and sure enough, there was a tornado and coming right down the road that goes from where I live right back to this little old burg of Friendsville that has all probably 50 or 60 people in it. And so anyway, I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, well, at that time we didn't have a basement, and I'm thinking, what should we do? And as I'm standing there, and I'm coming out of my mouth, we're going to have to do something. Bernie, my youngest son, at that time was all of about 8 years old, maybe 10, I probably more like 8. And he looked up at me and he said, well, Dad, he said, just curse that sucker and tell it to move in Jesus' name. I looked down at that little guy and I couldn't believe out of the mouth of a babe. And I looked at him, I said, well, sure. And so I take authority over this tornado. Now, this tornado now, it's a mile between this road I live on and back to the Friendsville Road. And bless God, it was about halfway here. And I took authority over that thing in the name of Yeshua. And that storm went out into the field, which would be north of the road that runs to my house. And bless God, it just dissipated and went straight up into the air. I stood there, and I looked, and I looked, and I looked. And all of a sudden, I heard this voice behind me say, peace be still. Trust in the Lord our God. And I'm going to tell you what, it changed my life. But what would have I done? Oh, I'd have probably got the family over in a ditch. Now, isn't that something? A major prophet. Well, I wasn't a prophet then, but yet at the same time, it took my young son. He had more faith. He had more faith in the fact that that could be done than I had. And I never forgot it. And from that point on, I moved hurricanes, I moved storms, and when those things come here, I just walk outside and say, angels, I don't care whether you move it north, south, jump over the house, whatever you need to do with that storm, but it's not coming on this property. You protect it. You take care of it. Yeshua's name. Then I take authority over the storm, go back in the house, and go to bed, if that's where it's time to go. Can these things, can you learn to do these things? Absolutely you can. unheard of in the church. These are only things that bless God that was talked about, bless God, in the Bible. But you see, I keep hearing Yeshua say over and over, all that I have done, listen to me, brothers and sisters, all that I have done, ye shall do also, and even greater things shall you do. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being in that kind of position? Now, for the people that have come in and have been in, you know, 3 years or better, they're giving me reports now of how these storms are coming toward their homes, that they are able to turn these storms away. And yet at the same time, that's strange to the church, isn't it? Well, I got news for you. It wasn't strange in the days of the book of Acts, nor will it be strange in this day, this time, this hour. You learn to operate with a kind of God kind of faith that this prophet can teach you, and you too can do those kind of things. Well, let's go to Isaiah 33. Isaiah 33, first verse. Woe to thee that spoilest, and thou once wast not spoiled, and dealest treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled, and when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with thee. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning. Our salvation also is also in the time of trouble. Now, that's not talking about, in particular, Jacob's time of trouble that we're going to get into one of these days, but it's talking about, bless God, in your time of trouble. Everybody comes to places that they have a time of trouble, okay? So he's saying, at the noise of the atonement, the people fled. At the lifting of thyself, the nations were scattered. And your spoil shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar, and the running to and fro of locusts shall he run upon them. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. Now understand, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of thy times. It's not going to be guns. It's not going to be money. It's not going to be strength. It's going to be what? Wisdom and knowledge. And strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Well, we talked about that. But here it comes up again. Behold, their valiant ones shall cry without. The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly, and that we're going to see that happen. The highways lie waste, the wayfaring man ceases, he hath broken the covenant, he hath despised the cities, he regardeth no man. Now, the covenant's important, isn't it? Mentioned here. Mentioned many places, as a matter of fact. The earth mourneth and languishes, Lebanon is ashamed and hewn down, Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Now will I rise, saith the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. Ye shall conceive chafe. Ye shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime. As thorn cut up shall they burn in the fire. Hear ye that are far off. What have I done? And ye that are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners of Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with a devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously, speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppression, that shaketh the hands of holding the bribes, that stoppeth the ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. These are the ones. These are the ones that are going to walk through this thing. Bless God, with the protection of God, with the leadership of God himself. We have nothing. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing, bless God, to hold us back. We are the chosen of the Lord God. You and I have been chosen of God. We're chosen vessels of God in this day and this hour to bring forth those of you, and it's difficult at this time, to get people to realize how important it is for those of you that are coming into this movement now are going to be over multitudes of people. You know, I know that jealousy is a terrible thing, and we have a certain amount of jealousy that goes on in this organization because some people think that they ought to be more important or in a higher position than others. Well, just, you know, like everything else, just bide your time. Be peaceful about this thing. And in time, God will exalt your ministries and bring them forth. There's multitudes, and a handful is not going to be able to take care of multitudes. Each one of you that are listening here could very well be over tens of thousands of people before this thing is over by any means. Think about that. Pray about that. Understand what God's trying to do in this day and this hour. You know, before there can be an army go forth, the leaders have to know exactly how to lead, don't they? You know, I think I heard somebody say amen. Well, it's the truth. And that's what we're doing. I'm teaching you how to lead. I'm teaching you how to be fearless. In the name of the Lord our God and His Holy Son, Yeshua. Now, it says that we'll dwell upon high. His place defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His water shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king and his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Talking about Ephraim? Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so. The blessed God that I'm here to tell you, there will be water to drink, bread to eat. You understand that? It's like I have said over and over, numbers of times, as a matter of fact, that you the thing that you want to be real, real certain that you understand about all this is that you have to prepare. If you don't start putting up food, okay, if you don't start making preparation for hard times, whether it be a plague, whether it be a storm, whether, bless God, it be the money system falls next week, and I'm not saying it will, I'm just saying, no matter what it is that comes, you're going to have provision made. God's going to hide you away. He's going to hide, like I said, there's going to be people going door to door, rummaging over a piece of food that they can get one of these days, right here in this beloved United States of America and elsewhere places in the world. But I'm going to tell you something. You get yourself right with the Lord thy God, He will hide you under His wings. And as I keep saying, they'll walk right by your house and think they've already been in and rummage the thing, if that's what it takes. Because God's protection is real. If you have peace, if you bless God, wait upon Him, and don't panic, the Lord God will take care of you. Think about Peter. There the Lord God come walking across the water, Yeshua. And Peter looks out there and thought it was a ghost. I mean, you got to admit, it'd be a bit unusual in today's world also to see somebody walking on top of the water. And anyway, the Lord perceived that, bless God, that He knew their thoughts, and He said, be not afraid, it's me. And old Peter, he said, well, Lord, if that's you, bid me come out there in that water. Now, the Lord said, no, Peter, you better stay in there and get on a life jacket. And be safe. No, he said, come on, Peter. Peter spoke that he had that kind of faith. The Lord God said, come on, Peter. Come on, Peter. Get yourself out on that rock. Out on that rock. Yeah. Meaning the Lord God. You get out in the water. So Peter crawled out of that boat and went walking to the Lord. Now, everything went well until what? Peter looked at the circumstances and took his eyes off of the Lord Yeshua. And when it did, he began to immediately sink. The scripture says, and immediately the Lord God reached down and pulled him up. Now, you see, with God, everything's possible. There's nothing impossible with God. But the problem is, we look at the circumstances that bless God that's in our lives. And then we begin to limit this limitless one. The Lord God Yahweh, we begin to limit Him because of our carnal situations. And that's what gets us in trouble. It always has, and bless God, it always will. We have to understand that it is the Lord God. It is His covenant. He's the one that made the contract. All we did was sign it by saying, amen, we'll follow it. Okay? But then it's up to us to do exactly what God is telling us to do. Now, what is God telling us to do? Be at peace, all right? Be at peace and know that bless God, that God is going to save you out of your time of trouble. No matter what that trouble is, no matter when it takes place, God is going to save you out of your time of trouble, you and your family. And there again, you know, that comes back down to the basic trainings of teaching you, going back and teaching you how to fast, how to pray, how to get before the Lord God and know that, bless God, that as you learn to fast, as you learn to pray, as you've never learned to fast and pray, learn to study day and night as you have the opportunity and the time to do so. That, bless God, that these are the things that are going to be instilled into your spirit man. These are the things that, bless God, that are going to reach the depths of your heart. And these are the things that are going to bring you forth in these times that lie ahead. Oh, brothers and sisters, for the world, this is going to be hell. But for you and I, I'm going to tell you what, we're going to survive this thing. It's promised by God. He said He will take us out of this. And I don't mean through a rapture. I mean show us a way to escape so that we, bless God, can do what? Again, we have not seen the miraculous work for how many generations on the face of this earth when it comes to God. It was appalling to me, as I've said numbers of times, to travel. And I always ask, bring me, is there a prophet? Is there a prophet in the land? Oh, yeah, the brother or sister such and such prophets. No. I'm talking about a prophet that works in the power of God's anointing through the name of His holy Son, Yeshua. I'm talking about a prophet, the bush God that raises the dead in the name of Yeshua. I'm talking about a prophet that can turn storms and cause it to rain and bring droughts upon the land. I'm talking about a real prophet, brothers and sisters. Not some soothsayer out here with their mouth running off so somebody can think they're some great one of God. Always had them around. I suppose we always will. But I'm going to tell you one thing. The day and the hour is upon us. And you don't want to forget that. It's upon you and I, brothers and sisters. This is our day. It's our hour of which the Lord God brought us forth. You know, jokingly, when this all started, I said, well, we can look at this thing one of two ways, brothers and sisters. We can either figure that God saved the best for last, or bless God, we just got down to being all that there was left to be last. And as I said, that's tongue-in-cheek. God doesn't do anything but mistake. He chose us to be here now. We must glorify in the fact that He chose us. He brought us here. He's bringing us together. I have met people that have now part of this organization that have, I'm telling you, just like you that are listening today, that just all of a sudden, bless God, they heard me in a meeting, or bless God, they saw me on a YouTube thing, or bless God, now on blog radio, and they just knew that they knew that they knew that they knew that they knew. But isn't that the way we know? Absolutely, that's the way we know. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This whole thing is a blessing. Serving the Lord God and being able to understand that God is doing something mighty, mighty special right now. He's doing something mighty, mighty special right now on this earth. And we're part of that. We are part of that. Just as much as James and John, the sons of Zebedee and Peter and Paul and all the rest of them. He is doing something very special right now on the face of this earth. How did they know? How did they know when they were, except Paul, how did these apostles know that he was? They just knew, didn't they? They just knew like you just know. And that's the way God does things. That's the God kind of thinking. Well, exciting? Oh, it's more than exciting, brothers and sisters. There is no way in this world to get around the word exciting when it comes to God. Because I'm going to tell you something. God holds the tomorrows in His hand. He knows exactly where we should be and what we should be doing each and every day. But you see, we can wander off that path, and we can wander off that path so easily, brothers and sisters, that it's not even funny. But God hasn't chosen us to bless God to go off the path. He's chosen us to go all the way through. And we're getting there. We're getting it done. But again, remember as we go through this study, and we've still got quite a bit to do with it, but this is important study because we've got to get you away from the anxieties of being concerned, that, bless God, that you're not going to be safe in this last day, in this last hour. Because you are going to be safe. If you what? If you'll have peace inside of yourself, if you'll stand still, be quiet, and rely upon the Lord. You know, again, I'm going to go back and do some more things on about the angels. It's so important for you to understand that they're around you today. You can't see them, but bless God, they're around you. They are there in the room where you're at. They're with you when you go on a trip somewhere, when you return. They're with you. They're with you. They are there to do what? To watch over you, to keep you, to guide you. The problem gets to be so much in all this that we forget that. We often forget that, bless God, that they're there. They're going to protect you, but they can't do anything for you if you break the covenant. If you get into this thing of fear, bless God, they can't do anything for you. It's just going to be, well, you know, we were there. And that's what you'll hear one day when you're with them. They're going to remind us so many times of the times when if we would have just believed a little bit longer, they could have brought the miracle that we were praying for, believing for. Well, just know one thing. God has got this thing all in hand. He brought us to a time such as this. And what a glorious time this is. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that this is some kind of a time. And, you know, to be part of it, yeah, just a part of it. Like I said, and I keep saying, and I'll always say, it's going to take more than a prophet, a major prophet of God, for this to work. This is going to take the movement in which God saved for this day and this time. And we'll all be part of that. Well, I'm going to pick up their next station. And before I get off, as I do, I want to pray. And I want to believe God with you for those of you that bless God, that need to be healed, need to have miracles come into your life. You know, it's a blessed thing to know that God is still on the throne. It's a blessed thing to know that God is still able. He is still able to get done what it is that He always does. He's still able. And all you got to do is believe, all right? The anointing. You know, I don't know how many times that I've said to people, you know, just let the anointing do what it does. I said, you know, you've tried your faith, and that's the thing for you to do, but I said, let me tell you something. All you have to do is just understand that, bless God, God is present. The presence of God you're listening to over this Brawl Radio program today, He is able to come across these lines, these telephone lines. He is able to give you the miracle that you're looking for right where you sit. And I have watched God thousands upon thousands of times do this kind of a thing, whether laying on of hands or speaking over crowds of 250,000 people and watching the anointing of God go back through the crowds and, bless God, watch the lame jump and begin to run, dance and leap, the blind that would see. Bless God, the miracles that came. God is in the business, brothers and sisters. He's not going to forsake you. He's here. He's with you. His presence is here amongst us, even this day, even as I talk. Now, I want to say this. You know, I'm always blessed to hear about people receiving from the Lord God. As I said, I wish I was a healer, a miracle worker. I'm not, far from it. But what I can do is give to you what God has given to me. I can give you the anointing, and I can share that with you, that it can be for you what you need in your life. So today, whatever it is that you have need of, whatever it is, it makes no difference. Bless God, people are writing in, calling, talking about how the arthritis left and how the, bless God, the things that have gone on. That one person that was having some heart problems, bless God, went back to, and no more heart problems. The report from the doctor, it's gone, disappeared. It goes on and on and on. And it'll never end. Why? Because He's a never-ending God. So, Father, right now in the name of Yeshua, I want to pray. I want to pray for everybody that bless God, that is in need of a miracle, in need of a healing. The Lord God, that I know that by the stripes of your Holy Son, Yeshua, we were healed. We were healed at the cross over 2,000 years ago. I curse the condition in these people's bodies, and I command these bodies to be whole in the name of Yeshua. I cursed them, and what I've cursed on this earth is cursed in heaven itself in Yeshua's name. Let them be healed. Let the miracles come from the tops of their heads to the bottom of their feet. And bodies, I take authority over you because I have authority over you in Yeshua's name. You receive the miracle of the power of God's anointing. Let them be healed. Let them be whole. Let them be healed. Let them be whole in the mighty name of Yeshua. For those of you that need to be delivered, when I get done praying this prayer, I want you just to say right out loud, you can say under your breath if there's people around you don't want them to hear it, but I am delivered, and say what it is you're delivered from. Father, right now I take authority over these fasting and the spirits of darkness that have come, these familiar spirits that, bless God, have infiltrated the minds and the bodies of the ones that listen today. I curse these spirits and I command them to come out in the name of Yeshua and set them free right now in Yeshua's name. Let them be set free and let them be free forevermore in Yeshua's holy, holy, holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Well, I'm going to tell you what, God's good. God's good all the time. With God, all things are possible. Never forget that. Never forget that. With Him, all things are possible. Again, with you and I, we look at the circumstances. We get to thinking, just like Peter did, oh my, I'm standing out here in the ocean. I'm standing out here in water. Why, this water can't hold me up. And he began to sink, didn't he? Well, that's again what happens. We get a report that we got cancer. Oh my, I got cancer. I'm going to die just like such and such died. Fear comes, and bless God, guess what? Faith goes out the window, and they end up putting you 6 feet in the ground if you're not careful. That's the way this thing works, brothers and sisters. You can either get on board, or bless God, you can get under the board, okay? That's the way it works. God knows. God understands that we're human. But he also understands something else. He gave us everything we need and then some. You know, I'm always saying, you know, when Yeshua, when he got ready to leave the earth, he said, look, I'm going to leave you the authority and the power of my name, okay? And he said, then when I leave, he said, I'm going to send you back the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh in Hebrew. And I'm going to send the Holy Ghost back to you, and he will guide you and lead you into all truth. He is the power of Almighty God. So he thought, well, you know, even with my name, I better give him a little more advantage here. So he sent us the Holy Ghost. And yes, the Holy Ghost made a whale of a difference, didn't he? And he still is today. But, you know, brothers and sisters, we have to come to grips that we don't know everything that we think we know. We're not as smart as we think we are. We have to depend upon the Lord God. We have to depend upon him for everything that, bless God, that we have, everything that we do, everything we're getting ready to do in the future. We have to depend upon him. That's a reason that we need to ask. We need to ask to be guided. We need to ask the Lord God to bring us along the way he wants to bring us along. He's more than capable. It's you and I that hold him back. It's you and I that keep these things, bless God, from happening when it comes right down to the bottom of this thing, isn't it? Well, you just got to know one thing. We will get through this thing, or at least most of us will. It's all those that, bless God, that want to put their trust, their whole trust in the Lord God. And you know, there again, if you want to put your whole trust in him, then the rest of this is going to be absolutely, I'm not going to say a piece of cake, but it's going to be a whole lot easier because you're going to know in whom you have trusted, in whom you have believed. And that will, in the end, make the difference for each and every one of us.
Hey, thank you again so much. That's Prophet Tom Deckard, Mount Carmel, Illinois, Cradle of Hope Ministries. Again, you can get more information out at the website, www.jewishprophet.com. Get out there, do yourself a favor, find out what's going on here, and you won't be disappointed. So again, you can also get more, all the tape series is out there on the website for you to get a hold of. I greatly encourage you to get all that. You can also email your prayer request to cradle@jewishprophet.com, and we'll be praying for your prayer request. Again, that's cradle@jewishprophet.com. Shalom. Until next week, remember, with God, all things are possible.
Adon Olam Hashem Alach V'terem Kol Yetzir Nivra Et Nasa B'chefto Kol Azai Melech Shemo Nikrach